We started off yesterday. We wanted to do some Hilchos Pesach just for a drop. We want to try and be zeicha to do two halachas a day, Hayetzi. And we'll talk about Haggadah a little bit. So said it's brought down. It's a schus. Everyone knows if you learn two halachas a day, so you're a ben olam haba. And we're encouraging everyone to also learn four mishnayos and Maseches Pesachim. Yoni, enjoy the coffee.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just finding my bearings over here. We started off with Dinei Hilchos Nisan. This is in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Kuf Zayin. B'Shabbos HaGadol L'Mincha Noyagim She'enoyim in Baruch Hinashi. If anyone says Baruch Hinashi, so now Shabbos HaGadol we stop. Ela Avodim Hayinu. People go over the Haggadah from Avodim Hayinu. L'fi Shem B'Shabbos HaGadol Hoysa Aschalas HaGeula V'Anisan. The Shabbos before Pesach is known as Shabbos HaGadol because those are special nisim happened. I was talking about it with my kids this morning, how the Egyptians try to kill us while we were walking with their sheep, their Avodah Zarah, throughout Mitzrayim, and Hashem protected us. So it has a special din of it's Chiddush because usually we go after the date, and here we go after the Shabbos. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. So people say that Avodah Mayinu, they say the rest of the Haggadah, which is also brought down, that you're supposed to prepare. Part of getting ready for the Seder is not just to be walk into the Seder and start reading the Haggadah for the first time, but a person should really put in some effort, and that's why we're here. I'm just going to start the next halacha for one line. It says, "Ksiv u'shmartim es ha-matzos, mikan she'tzrichim lishmer es achitim l'shem ha-matzos mitzvah." Person should be protecting. Huda, wave to everyone. Wave to everyone, Huda. That's right. Okay. So a person has to really, the people making this have to make sure that no water comes on top of the wheat. From the moment that it's cut already, a person should be makbid. We know that to be matzah shmura. And today, most people are pretty makbid about that. We'll talk about that in Mr. Shemor tomorrow. Okay, the Olam's with us. We're going to start Haggadah. I just wanted to share a little snippet that I saw. They say about Rosh Chaim Zalman. Rosh Chaim Zalman one time had a Talmud of his who had lost a daughter, and he came to him to ask him certain halachas about the avelos and about the burial. This is mamash right before they were going to the kvura. And Rav Shlomo Zalman took his hand and he says, "Tell me, you feel my hand?" He said, "Of course." He says, "And you always wear a watch in your hand. Do you feel the watch all the time?" He said, "No." He says, "What's the difference?" He said, "It's not normal that the Rebbe grabs my hand." So he said, "That's what's going on in your life right now as well. Sometimes we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything's just going fine and we don't cop that really Hashem's with us every single moment of the day. Hashem has to grab onto our hand in order for us to feel Him." So there's special times, and I think this is one of the times that we have to really feel Hashem is grabbing us, is holding us, and the more we try and connect to Him, it's Hashem, it should be a schus to us, it should be a schus to all of Klal Yisrael, and Hashem should always protect us. Morty, I like the hat. And Eli Netzer, welcome.
Shkor. Great to be here.
So, we were up to Yachatz yesterday. Just to recap very, very quickly for everyone who missed, we started off with, Kadesh, we said that we have, why Dafka wine? And why is it Dafka four cups? We said it's connected, the different lashonos of geula, itzesi, itzalti, galti, lakachti, and each one we're getting higher and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said also that wine is something which, when it gets pressed and it gets into a juice, so it actually becomes higher, it becomes a more chashuv bracha, and that's what was happening with Klal Yisrael when we went into Mitzrayim and we went through all the hardships. We got pressed, we got squeezed really hard, but that was in order to make us into greater people and more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we went through everything and then we cried out to Hashem and he saved us, so we came to a much higher level of emunah in Hashem, and that was the whole purpose of Mitzrayim, and therefore we're like wine that we get squeezed, and now you're not shahakol, but you get to a higher level of now hagofen. We said that Orchatz, Karpas, Klal Yisrael had to eat a lot of vegetables. They're working out in the fields, and that's a memory, and as well as the fact that there were two dippings. There was the dipping of Yosef's blood, Yosef's coat into the blood that was going down to Mitzrayim, and then there was a dipping when they were coming out of Egypt. That was when they dipped the blood and painted their doorposts. So Mela, we also have a dipping at the beginning of the Haggadah. We have the Karpas, and then we have a dipping at the end, which at the end of Magid, we have that we dip the Marah in the Charoises. So we get up to Yachatz now. A couple of questions on Yachatz, which is number one, why do we break the matzah? And why the middle one? And why do we save this the bigger half of the Afikoman? So there's an interesting medrash from Perkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which says like this, the Chida brings down that...
Rabbi, one more time? One more time, the questions.
Do you want to know the questions? One more time, the questions? Okay, so again, why do we break the matzah? And why the middle one? That I'm not going to answer. I'm going to leave that for you guys for homework. And the third question is why the bigger one? Why the bigger one for the Afikomen? And we keep the other one for the Moitzi Matzah. So, I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, Shlita, it's brought down from the Abarvanel, that the next words are Halach Ma'anya. So he says that really Halach Ma'anya is not part of the Magid, but it's rather part of Yachatz. That when we break the matzah, we're showing that we're like poor people. Halach Ma'anya means this is the poor man's bread. That a poor man can't afford to eat all his food, but he has to break it, keep some of it for now, put some of it for later. And that's really what we're going through. We're acting as if we were poor people. We started off as if we're Nebuchs, and eventually we're going to get to the Geula. So we start off breaking our food and putting some of it away. The Medrash Perkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that really we know the Pasuk says we were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. We know we weren't, but there was a concept of 430 years. What happened? Klal Yisrael were really there for 210 years. After 5 years, Yosef was already down for 5 years before that he had had Menashe and Ephraim, so you could add 5 years to the Cheshbon. It comes out that we were in Mitzrayim as Klal Yisrael for 215 years, which is half of 430. So what's Pshat? Because they worked us by night and by day, so we were able to get away with half. And Memela, we were able to get out only after 210, 215 years. And therefore, the Chida says it was Dafka in the middle of the night. That's to show that we were having it because we worked in the day and the night. So Memela, we got away with 215. So that's why we break the matzah in half, as symbolically reminding ourselves that we got away with half because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out early because we worked throughout the night as well. What's pshat with the bigger half? So there's another pshat brought down that tonight we are, on Pesach night, we're celebrating the Geula, but we realize that it's the small Geula. The bigger Geula, Lasid Lave, which hopefully is happening, we hope right now, is, you know, the world's getting a nice big makkah, and hopefully this is the, you know, there'll be a few more, and then Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us throughout the Nevi'im that Mitzrayim was the first one, a microcosm of what's going to be in the future. So therefore, we break the matzah and we say that was the small geula, and we're Mitzvah Hashem having the bigger geula, la'asid lavai, which is why we put it in a little sack and then we hide it, because that geula is hidden, and a Mitzvah Hashem, it will come out very, very soon. Okay. I'll leave the oilam. If anyone has an answer, I'm wondering why it's Dafka the middle matzah. So if anyone comes up with any good chidushim, I'd love to hear. Okay, we're up to Magid. So whether you call it Halach Ma'anya is part of Magid or not, we're just going to call it Magid. And the big question on halach manya is, again, the words mean halach manya. This is the bread of affliction. The achla avasana ba'ara de Mitzrayim that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. And we're commemorating, we hold up the matzah, we're commemorating what we went through. So why does it start off in Aramaic? Starts off in Aramis. Most of the Haggadah is all in Lashon HaKodesh. Why does this specific part start off with Aramaic, with the Lashon that we have in the Gemara? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky would say, just as we said before, that we're expressing that we only experienced the small geula. Now we're hopefully hoping for the big geula. We're having the big geula, and therefore we speak in the foreign language that we were used to in the times of the Gemara. So that was Aramaic. We talk in English, but that's just to demonstrate that we're still in Gullus. We're not really in Eretz Yisrael speaking in Lashon HaKodesh. The Ritva says that it's not like davening. Davening, everyone, you know, says a lot of things and they don't really know what they're talking about. We should know what we're talking about, but we know it counts even if you don't. Shout out for Art Scroll. Everyone should definitely have an English translation and try and work on what they're talking about. But when we say the Haggadah, we're not davening the Haggadah. We're actually supposed to know what we're talking about, because the whole purpose of the Higadta Levincha is to experience what we went through in Mitzrayim and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and saved us and all the amazing nisim. If you're just reading the words in Hebrew, you don't really know what you're talking about. And therefore, dafka, at the beginning of the Haggadah, we speak in a language that everyone is familiar with in order to let everyone know that throughout the Haggadah, you should be constantly translating and talking in the language that everyone's familiar with. There's a beautiful pshat I saw brought down from the Emes Yaakov. I also heard it b'shem Rav Avadya Yosef, Zatzal, and he says like this. The Olam knows, maybe you don't know, but when you go to, when a person is davening for someone sick, so you're always supposed to daven in Lashon HaKodesh, because there are malachim that bring up those tefillos, and you want the malachim to do whatever they could to help this person out. The halacha is, however, when you're by a sick person's bedside, so there you could daven in any language that you want. Why? What's the difference? So our Svarim tell us that when a person is sick, he has the Shekhinah sitting right above him. Therefore, there's halachas that you're not supposed to sit higher than the sick person, because you're sitting higher than the Shekhinah. And therefore, a person, when you're davening to the Shekhinah knows what you're talking about. You don't have to translate. You don't have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. When you're using malachim, malachim davka talk in the language of the Torah that we're familiar with. So therefore, tonight, the Zayar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls down his malachim, and there's a whole retinue of all the malachim coming down, and he says, come and let's listen to how my children are going to praise me. And the Shekhinah comes to our home and listens to how we're telling over the Haggadah to our children. And therefore, symbolically, we're talking in the foreign language that we're used to, be that English, be that Aramaic, or French, or English, or whatever. And that's to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here listening with us. I think that's a very, very powerful message. And it's something we should really internalize, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the night of the Seder, is mamish with us, talking to us, being with us. And that's the special Leil Shemurim. Any questions? Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, I'll leave you with one question, which is, and this is brought down, a lot of them before I should talk about why Dafka, the night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah, Higadta Levincha, and therefore, the whole Seder is really one big mitzvah. Why don't we start off with a bracha? There should be a bracha right before Magid. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, lahagid, levincha, and we don't see any sort of bracha talking about this mitzvah. So if Dailam could think about that, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we will continue with the Manashtana. Shkoyach, guys.